3 years ago, ISU President Larry Dietz called for the creation of a new campus center focused on civic engagement. Thursday, that center is officially open for business. The Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning is located right where campus meets Uptown Normal, near the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center and CVS. ISU's Interim Executive Director for Civic Engagement, Janet Patterson, tells GLT's Ryan Denham why they created the center and what comes next.
So the intent is that the center will continue to offer for our students those volunteer opportunities that historically were available via the Dean of Students office, but to continue to grow those. In addition, we are looking to put together opportunities for our community partners, those agencies, both social service, governmental, educational, to learn more about the campus, to see ways in which the campus can interface more with the community, and to build those partnerships. Our third area is to support our faculty who want to introduce into their coursework service opportunities, engagement, community engagement opportunities, and service learning pedagogy.
ISU has had volunteer and service programs for years. People probably have seen Alternative Spring Breaks, American Democracy Project, Bring It Back to Normal, most notably. So are you just kind of folding those into a new center and putting them in one place, or do you expect to actually pursue new initiatives, new programs coming down the pike?
Right. Yes. Well, certainly, again, a continuity of those programs that have been very successful and impactful on our community. And with the staff from the Leadership and Community Connections Unit of the Dean of Students Office moving into the center this last summer, it really brought together the initiatives to support faculty and the initiatives to support students into one place. But with that said, we're certainly looking to create many more new engagement opportunities. The area that we will probably emphasize the most is working with community agencies in establishing more formalized partnerships and ongoing in nature, to work with them in terms of helping them clearly understand how to interface with the campus and work with our faculty, and in turn, of course, for our faculty to understand the needs and the calendar that community agencies work under. That way, both sides of the formula really understand each other better and therefore serve each other's needs well.
The location of the Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning is physically right where the campus meets Uptown Normal, where town and gown kind of converge. Was that intentional? Like, can you talk to me about the location physically of the center?
Oh, certainly. And yet I'll have to say that it was somewhat serendipitous. As you well know, space on our campus is a prime commodity. The center, where it's located, turned out to be exactly the right place for us in terms of its size and its proximity to the community. We love that when we invite our community partners to come and visit us at the center, that we can easily refer them to Uptown Normal for their parking. Certainly for externals, navigating parking at Illinois State at times can be a challenge. And the fact that we can say to them, well, it's just like you were going to the Marriott or you're going to one of the restaurants in Uptown to shop or to eat, that's just a great way to help them feel very comfortable, I think, about accessing our center.
So what kind of relationship do you want to build ultimately between the center and local agencies, nonprofits, even municipalities?
We're looking to be certain that when we, in fact, are helping our students engage with those agencies, that they are, in fact, addressing the real needs of those agencies. Unfortunately, there's a pattern, and this is not Illinois State specific, but really in the country, of sometimes institutions just dumping their students onto the community in the form of what they term volunteerism, but perhaps at the time that those students show up and are trying to address their needs to get extra credit in a course or to meet some sort of requirement for a registered student organization membership, it really isn't serving the needs of that community or that community agency well. And so our hope is, of course, that we will become more familiar with what it is our agencies need, the times of the years they need it, the capacity they have to have students work with them, and in turn then match them and our faculty courses and our student volunteers in registered student organizations to those real needs.
You'll see ISU students affiliated with the new Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning out and about the rest of the month. The center's September service Saturdays continue this week, helping out at the St. Jude Walk and Run to End Childhood Cancer, as well as the Central Illinois Down Syndrome Organization Buddy Walk. Next weekend, students will help with Worldwide Day of Play in Uptown Normal.